Welcome to KBS World Radio, everyone. Thank you for joining us on Books on Demand, a show that introduces a treasure trove of Korean short stories to global audiences. Today we introduce To Cuckoo, My Pet Rice Cooker by Park Ji-young. I'm your host Karen Choi, and please stay tuned. In the third episode of Books on Demand's special series on aging, we will read Park Ji-young's To Cuckoo, My Pet Rice Cooker, published in 2022. It's a story about Kang Seon-dong and his father, who suffers from Alzheimer's disease.
He came to watch programs about animals since he started living with his demented father. What can he say? They are much more useful than documentaries about Alzheimer's. He didn't tell his other siblings. If Kang Jin-young found out, she would probably say he thought of their father like a pet. No way. Kang Seon-dong never thought of Kang Man-seok as a dog or a cat. He isn't even potty trained, unlike those cute, smart animals. He's much more like a rice cooker. The average lifespan of a rice cooker is between 5 and 7 years. The 10-cup rice cooker at Kang Man-seok's house is 7 years old. That means it's time to get a new rice cooker. Kang Man-seok was first diagnosed with Alzheimer's 7 years ago. The rice cooker isn't the only thing in that house that needs to be replaced. Yet, the two are still here. The rice cooker may be old, but it still does the job. Besides, it's too costly to replace it. Kang Man-seok has been broken for a long time, but he is still Kang Seon-dong's father. But a new purpose was found for Kang Man-seok after he was completely broken down. Since it became impossible for him to eat and talk and defecate by himself, he came to function as Kang Seon-dong's 2-cup rice cooker. On the day when the caregiving fee is deposited, Kang Seon-dong orders spicy pig's feet and draft beer, while murmuring gently to Kang Man-seok. Father, repeat after me. I will give you a grape sticker if you're good. All the rice cookers these days can talk. Rice will be kept warm now. Cuckoo.
Kang Seon-dong, the son, likened his father to a rice cooker. Literary critic Chun So-young explains the son's attitude towards his father suffering from senile dementia.
No matter how sweet the recorded voice from a rice cooker sounds, it is still an object without emotion or personality. That means that Kang Seon-dong treats his father not as a human being, but as an object. His father is just a means of making a living. This story sheds light onto some important issues of modern society, such as aging, senility, and elderly care.
그리고 치매, 돌봄의 문제를 아주 날카롭게 환기하고 있습니다.
Kang Seon-dong's name means a good child. Living up to his name, he was even given an award for good behavior in the fourth grade. But his father gave him the following advice. Damn, don't try too hard. Ever since he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, he went to a daycare center for 8 hours a day. Although he had difficulty speaking, he continued to say damn quite often. But the pandemic caused the center to close, forcing Seon-dong to take care of his father at home. Kang Man-seok's oldest son, Jin-char, lived in another city, and the second oldest, Jin-kyung, was too busy running an after-school academy, which left his youngest child, Seon-dong, unmarried and jobless at age 38 to care for him. But the problem was in deciding how much he should be paid for his father's care. Seon-dong arbitrarily drew up 4 care levels, calculated the cost for each level, and posted it on the family chat room. 1.7 million won for basic care, 1.9 million won for intimate care, 2.2 million for suite plus care, and 2.4 million for loving family care. Not surprisingly, Jin-char and Jin-kyung chose the basic care package with the lowest cost. But 1.3 million won was all that was deposited in Seon-dong's account 1 month later. The nursing home where we were on the waiting list called to say there is a bed available. It costs 900,000 won per month. You said you don't have anywhere else to go. What's your decision? So the cost of care for their father was adjusted to 1.3 million won per month. Sundong made sure that he gave only 1.3 million won's worth of care for his father, which included feeding him on time and changing his diapers. That left Sundong with more idle time at home. While looking at the videos he took to convince his siblings to adjust the care level, he began to get an idea of what he could do with the footage. That was the beginning of the YouTube channel, Accidentally Affectionate Father and Son, that documented the lives of a father with Alzheimer's and his son. Sundong believed that the daily vlogs of an unmarried son taking care of his demented father would be competitive. He started monitoring the videos of other families with Alzheimer's patients. Then he came across a channel titled Madame K's Secret Garden about an unmarried man living with his senile mother. This is your favorite flower, Mom. Do you remember its name? It's hydrangea. Do you think I've forgotten it, dear husband? Mom, I'm your son, Youngmu. Say my name, Youngmu. The mother in the video was Kwon Sunyoung, who used to be Sundong's piano teacher, and the son was his friend, Jae Youngmu.
Sundong especially liked the alienated and weak because he needed to have people in need around him to prove his kindness and position himself as a helper. Kang Sundong was especially talented in finding out the weaknesses of the ostracized and making them feel even more alienated, exercising a different type of violence disguised as goodwill and looking down on the unfortunate from the lofty position of a good Samaritan. Jae Youngmu, his classmate in the fifth grade, was the second person to recognize his talent. In a letter writing contest, Kang Sundong received an award with a letter written to his classmate, a girl with a blue birthmark on the left side of her face. He wrote that he sees a blue star on her face and that she should not be ashamed of that blue star because that was what made her special and beautiful. That she was beautiful even when the birthmark isn't covered with her hair. His Korean language teacher asked him to read the letter out loud. Even though the letter didn't mention any names, everyone knew whom the letter referred to. There was a commotion from the back of the classroom. The girl, who was crying with her head down, ran out of the classroom. Jae Youngmu and Kang Sundong looked at each other. Youngmu shook his head and said something under his breath. Stop, don't do it, you shouldn't do that. He could have said one of these things or he could have said something completely different. But Sundong realized only then what he had done. He couldn't look Youngmu in the eye after that. He always felt like he had been caught.
Jae Youngmu debuted as a poet after graduating from college and ran a bookstore out of his two-story house. He had been living with his mother since he got divorced 3 years ago. Youngmu's mother never lost her refined elegance, even when she soiled her diaper. It rained. I think the flowers are about to bloom. Jae Youngmu's channel had garnered nearly 40,000 subscribers in just half a year. To differentiate his channel from Youngmu's classy and sweet one, Sundong chose to turn his father into a comedian.
He started taking walks with Kang Man-suk every day. His father looked rather adorable, wearing a mask with a Charlie Chaplin mustache and an ill-fitting tuxedo with a large bow tie, while waddling with his buttocks bulging out because of the diaper. He would bark together with a dog yelping on the street, and his shoes would come off as he chased the pigeons. When the number of subscribers went over 40, Sundong gave his father a narrative. My father's dream was to become a stand-up comedian. What nonsense. Yet a good son can make up a decent dream for his father who had lost all his memories. A father with three children, Kang Man-suk lived his whole life as a hard-working watch repairman. But he once dreamed that he would perform on stage and make people laugh. He still kept an old bow tie, a fedora, a tuxedo, and a cane inside his closet. Of course, Sun Dong made all this up.
Some people began to recognize him about a week after he posted the video. When Sun Dong went to cut his father's hair, he would get a free shampoo service, and the baker would give him a free treat for his father. The world has never been nicer to Sun Dong. When I walk with my father, my heart would swell at a small cuteness and small kindness. Sun Dong uploaded videos more than 3 times a week, and the subscribers grew to over 4,000 in 4 months. By then, Youngmoo had published an essay about taking care of his mother, which boosted the number of his subscribers to more than 10,000. As always, the problem wasn't Youngmoo and Sun Dong. It was the difference between Kwon Soon-young and Kang Man-seok. Man-seok's unattractive, old and sickly body began to irritate Sun Dong. Sun Dong decided to fatten up his father. He fed the old man canned fruit, chocolate, and ice cream whenever he could to add some flesh to his gaunt face. Sun Dong believed that the number of subscribers would increase together with his father's weight.
The issue was defecation. Kang Man-seok took off his diaper often, perhaps because he didn't like the diapers. Sun Dong still endured. He wouldn't be able to cope with the chores if he thought of it as part of his filial duty. But he could manage if he thought of it as a mission to clear a game stage. But strange comments began to show up on his videos. I live in the same area. I saw them walking a few times, but the old man was practically dragged around like a dog. I saw them too. He forced the old man to walk through. He clearly had a problem walking. The son kept shooting videos for YouTube. Perhaps the problem was that Sun Dong appeared too normal. He needed people to know how Kang Man-seok was making his life miserable. So he fed his father porridge mixed with 2 bottles of laxative. That night, Kang Man-seok moaned with pain. A few moments later, he walked out of the room, his pants pulled halfway down and stooping slightly, and slowly stretched out his palm as if handing him a gift. Sitting on his palm was dung. Sun Dong wordlessly live-streamed this entire incident. The chat window flooded with expletives. A yellow warning popped up and the live-stream was cut short.
Two days later, Kang Man-seok went into diabetic shock. He was given many sweets within a very short time. After he regained consciousness, he was admitted to a nursing hospital. Sun Dong went to visit his father but couldn't work up the nerve to actually see him. On his way back home, he played a video that he wasn't able to upload on YouTube. It was a video of Sun Dong training his father to mimic the rice cooker's voice. In the video, Kang Man-seok is seen staring blankly at the darkened dining table. Behind him is a rice cooker discharging steam and announcing that the rice is ready. It was footage of Kang Man-seok being trained to imitate the rice cooker's announcement. Kang Man-seok is no longer home, but the rice cooker remains there. Now it's Sun Dong who has to learn the language of the rice cooker. He started to haltingly mimic the rice cooker's voice like a baby learning how to speak for the first time.
보온을 시작합니다.
The rice will be kept warm now. Kang Sun Dong resumed his YouTube channel. He emphasized that he had been psychologically unstable while taking care of his father and that he had suffered depression generally experienced by those taking care of family members with Alzheimer's.
Sun Dong uploaded the video of him visiting the nursing hospital and coming back home. 3 months had passed since his last video. He needed to grovel. He needed to admit his mistakes and make himself out to be an alienated underdog who required affection and consideration from kind adults. That was the only way to get likes and increase the number of subscribers. I already lost a lot. I lost my father and the trust of my subscribers. But I didn't lose hope about my life's potential that could be revived even after I became completely broken. I was diagnosed with early onset dementia. Loss of judgment was what made me do these awful things. Now my dream is to become a gentle old man with Alzheimer's. I'm going to leave all the records of loss on this YouTube channel. Erase the memories of a bad adult and leave only the memories of a good child. Sun Dong's dementia progressed that way. Sun Dong, the good child, could not stop feeling sorry for and loving himself, could not stop wanting to harvest more grapes and be recognized by others.
Kang Sun-dong starts acting the part of a good child. Pang Min-ho, professor of Korean literature at Seoul National University, explains his actions.
자기는 조기침에 걸린 것이 아닌데 자기가 빠진
He needed to exaggerate his demented condition to escape his predicament. He needed to delete a lot of things from his memory to package himself as a good person. In that sense, Sun-dong does have early onset dementia. The story deals with many complex issues, such as elderly care, how that issue is presented on YouTube, and how a person packages himself to gain a following on YouTube.
Thank you for tuning into Books on Demand. This week we read To Cuckoo, My Pet Rice Cooker by Park Ji-young. This has been Karen Choi, and please join me again next week.